Gemara in the Avraham is talking about different Dvarim Hamazikim. Some that are Mazik Rishus and some that are Mazik Shalom Rishus. Gemara says the Dvar is Mazik Shalom Rishus, but Shar is Mazik Rishus. What's the context the Gemara is talking about? You might mention Rav Ada Bar Ava's explanation of the Mishnah, what the Tzara Shav of the Mishnah is coming to be Marbe. He says it's coming to be Marbe Poskin Biposein Begorfin Ma'orosein Bimosa Geshamim Yeshlem Rishus Avalim Hiziku Chayovim Meshalim. These are examples of Mazikim, opening your sewers into the Rishus Arabim. There is a Rishus to do that. The Chacham gave you Rishus, but in Hiziku Chayovim Meshalim. So that can't be learned out of Bar. At first glance, you'd say, this mamish a case of Bar. You're opening your sewer line into the Rishus Arabim. Isn't that a case of Bar? So it says the Gemara, you can't learn from Bar. Malabar shekein shalom Rishus. Tomar Bahai, the Rishus. These are Rishus, Bar, shalom Rishus, so you can't learn from Bar. Shor Yochiach, says the Gemara, Shor is Rishus, and nevertheless Yechayev. So post can be Bosan also, even though they're Rishus, you can be Chayev. So in fact, the Gemara, no, Malashor, shekein dako leilach ulahazik, Shor is different. So the Gemara says, V'chazar adin, there's a tzad hashavah. Right, there's a tzad hashavah that you can learn the bibos and the ma'oros from Bor and Shor together. So we pointed out that Tosfos has kashas both on Bor and Shor, both on Bor shelo b'shus and on Shor b'shus. Tosfos first asks on Bor shelo b'shus that I can give you a hechetim, so where the Bor is b'shus, and he works on that, and he concludes that no, there's no case that even if you mafkir the reshus of a lo boro. So that's a case of shalom b'shus. That's not going to be b'shus, even though the chafir was beheter with b'shus, but that's really a case of shalom b'shus because he's machzik the bor shalom b'shus. So it sounds like there's no case where you can have a bor b'shus. It's not going to be shalom b'shus. Conversely, the Gemara said that shor is b'shus, that you're doing the hezik b'shus. The Tosva says, how can the hezik be b'shus? If it's tana shor l'raglo, if shor in the Mishnah is referring to regel, so regular is dafka shalom b'shus, because when are you chayav for regular? Only b'shus hanizik, that's shalom b'shus. You don't have the right to go to b'shus hanizik. So it says Tosfos, no, I can give you a hechet timtza. I give you a hechet timtza, one case where regular is going to be b'shus. And that solves the problem. That holach b'shus harabim, v'hizd is b'shus hayochid, that's a case of b'shus. He's walking b'shus harabim. So that's a case of regular b'shus, so then there's no problem. So it comes out that there's svara safuchos over here. That when it comes to bor shelo b'shus, Tosfos explains that there can't be a case of bor b'shus, it has to be dafka shelo b'shus. It has to be dafka shelo b'shus. But when it comes to shor b'shus, Tosfos is willing to say that as long as you can get one case of b'shus, that's sufficient to solve whatever problem you'll have. So what is it? Do you need only one case, or do you need all the cases to be in one form? So that was Michael's kasha at the end of Shir. I pushed him away because we were focusing. We wanted to get to the final point. But it was a good kasha. Good kasha, that it seems from Bor, the way Tosfos understands Bor, Tosfos wants to create a scenario where you only have Bor shelo b'shus. But yet when it comes to Shor, Tosfos is happy enough, as long as you have one case of b'shus, that's sufficient to say that Shor is going to be b'shus. So what's the difference between the two? Yosef Naor suggested something in Shir, and then we continued the conversation after Shir. He explained a little bit more. He followed up. I think he's right. I think his answer is taka right. I'd like to share it with you. He wanted to suggest that it depends what you're working on. The Gemara initially with Bor wanted to say that Bor is different than Poskim Bibosein. Poskim Bibosein is a case of Mazik Birshus, where you're going to be Chayav L'Shalem. So the Gemara says, maybe I should learn that from Bor. I can learn it directly from Bor. Why do I need the Tzad HaShoveh to be Marbe Poskim Bibosein? Just learn it directly from Bor. So to that, the Gemara says, Mala Bor Shekein Shelo Bershus. The Yesod is that if you want to learn from something else, you need some kind of a paradigm in that Av Nezek to learn the case that you're talking about. The paradigm can be one particular case. It doesn't have to be that Av Nezek does Hezek only in that way. As long as you have some kind of a paradigm, one case in the Av Nezek, that's sufficient. So if we were to find one situation of Bor that's Bershus, that you're Mazik Bershus and that Lesi Chayav Shalem, that would have been enough to say that the post can be Hosein, the Garfin or Hosein, that's Bershus, but Yechayev L'Shalem, because we have a precedent, we have one case. One case would certainly be sufficient to learn from to be Mechayev. What's the Gemara responding to that? The Gemara is saying that Shor Yochiach, Shor is going to be the Av Nezek that you're going to learn the post can be Bosein from. If you can't learn from Bor because it's Shalom Bishus, Tosis tried to figure out a case where maybe Bor could be Bishus, but in the end Tosis doesn't say that. He says there is no case where Bor is Bishus. It's always Shalom Bishus, so you couldn't learn from Bor. So comes the Gemara and says, but you can still learn from Shor. Is Shor always Bishus? It doesn't have to always be Bishus. As long as one case is Bishus, that's sufficient to be able to learn from. The problem is, Bor is never Bishus. It's always Shalom Bishus. And Tosis had to figure out a case where Bor is, he had to explain that Bor is always going to be Shalom Bishus. Because if you would find one case where Bor is Bishus, then your Taka could learn the post can be Bosean from Bor. Comes the Gemara and says, Shor is Taka Bishus. So there, Tosis doesn't have to explain that every case of Shor is Bishus. As long as one situation of Shor is Bishus, that can serve as a paradigm to learn the post can be Bosean from the case of Shor. Okay, so it's a function of what you want to accomplish. In the case of Bor, the Gemara is trying to figure out that Bor is a pircha. Not that we're going to learn from Bor. We're not going to learn from Bor. Why shouldn't we learn from Bor? There can't be even one case where Bor is Bishus, because if it's even one case, then you could learn from Bor. So that's why the Gemara says, no, Bor is Shalom Bishus, and Tosis stands on his head to figure out why it's always going to be Shalom Bishus. By Shor, though, as long as you have one case where the Shor is Bishus, then it's enough to learn something else from Shor. That's the end of that sugya that we discussed last time. So today we come to the fourth and final perish on the Mishnah. What's the Tzad HaShoveh coming to be marked? Ravina Omar, Lasuyei Hodet Nan HaKosov V'Ha'ilon Shenofel V'Shas HaRabim V'Yiziku Potun L'Shalim. Ravina says that the Tzad HaShoveh is coming to be marked B'Kosov V'Ilon Shenofel. You have a wall, you have a tree, you planted a tree, you built a wall. They fall into Rishas HaRabim and they're mazik. Nosnu lozman lokot es ha'ilon v'listu es ha'kosov v'naflu v'sov chazman v'hiziku pata. Bezdin gives the person time to uproot the tree or to break down the wall. V'naflu b'sov chazman, he says if they do hezik b'sov chazman, then he is pata. L'achar hazman chayev. L'achar hazman, you're going to be chayev. That's the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, the very end. Ravina says that's the case that you can't learn directly from any of the Ovos Nezikim, but rather you need a Tzad HaShoveh to know that you're chayev. So what are we talking about? Ida afkerei ben the rabbi Shmuel hainu bar. It's the zelba pizma, the same pizma we had before. Maishna bar dezeko modsoi. Well, it's a little bit different, right? Ben the rabbi Shmuel hainu bar. But what are we saying in bar? What can we learn from bar to kosel ve'ilon shenaflu? So before, within Avnos Sakin Maso, how were we learning from bar? We were saying there malo bar shekent chilas asiyasa lenezek toma. Tama Bahani, right? These are Tchilas Asiyasun L'Nezek too. But here you can't say that. The coast of Ilan Shenoflu is not Tchilas Asiyasun L'Nezek, as we'll describe. Right? So what's the comparison to Bar? So says the Gemara, Maishna Bar the Hezek on Motsu Yishmirasan Alecha, Haninami Hezek on Motsu Yishmirasan Alecha. Here the Gemara says the Bar is Hezek on Motsu. That's the quality of Bar. Hezek Motzi is not something we've ever mentioned about Bor. We've mentioned it about something else. About what? Regel, right? So Rashi is troubled with this. It's normal for the behemoth to fall into a Bor. What is Rashi saying? Now she says, Bor is also a Zeka Matzah. It's very normal that things fall into the Bor. The Shvarim are not Mizbonim Midrachim. They don't watch where they're going. They can fall into a Bor. Very common. But it's not as common as Regel. So when we talk about the qualities of the Avos Nezikin, which quality are we going to pick up in Bor? We don't pick up Hezek HaMotzi. We associate Hezek HaMotzi with Regel, not with Bor. Because it's more... Regel is more Hezek HaMotzi than Bor. But the reality is, Hezek HaMotzi is a quality of Bor too. So in this context, we're going to learn Kosov Ilan Shenoflu from Bor because Hezek HaMotzi is a quality of Bor as well. So at first glance, you'd say that if we're talking about the Jemafke, the Kosov and the Ilan Shenoflu, so then we should learn directly from Bor. Bor is Hezek HaMotzi, Kosov Ilan Shenoflu is also Hezek HaMotzi. Why shouldn't I learn the one from the other? So I shouldn't need a Tzad HaShoveh. Shmuel happens to hold that even if you're not mafkir, a takola, it's also midin bar. Rav disagrees, but Shmuel says even there it's midin bar. So let's learn how to bar. La'olam da'afkirenu. So says the Gemara, no, we're really talking about a case where you mafkir the kos of ilan b'lodami lebla. Ma'la b'ashken t'chilas asiyasol l'nezek, tamar b'hani shen t'chilas asiyasol l'nezek. Bor is t'chilas asiyasol l'nezek, as we described many different perushim, either it's roi lahazik from the moment, the classical bor, it's roi lahazik from the moment that you placed it in the Rishus HaRabim. It's roi lahazik. According to the Ravid, it's omed lahazik. It's tzorech, its purpose is to be mazik because it can't serve any private purpose. As opposed to eish, for example. Eish is really lit in the person's property for his own usage, but then it can go out and be mazik from the property. But bor, there is no purpose to the bor, b'shus harabim. It's not for your purpose. You don't own the bor anyway. So we attribute... Right, we attribute the bor, we associate the bor with nezek, that we say the tzorech of the bor, the tashrish of the bor is for nezek. It's not just that it's roi lahazik mitchila, but rather it's omed lahazik, it's tashmish, its purpose, its tachlis, is to be mazik from the beginning. But the kos of the ilan, what, from the beginning, its tzorech is to be mazik? Tzorech is not to be mazik, its tzorech is to serve for its fruit, or to be nice, shade for someone. The kosels, it's a form of protection. It's part of the wall, part of the home. There's a purpose to these items. It's roi lahazik from the beginning. The pshuto, it's not roi lahazik from the beginning. It's only later it gets weakened, and then it can fall. Then it's roi lahazik. But tchilas asiyasu l'nezek, that lechora it's not. So it's not dumya debor completely. Shor yochiach, shor is not tchilas asiyasu l'nezek, and nevertheless yichayef for shor. So shor has its own quality that the kos of ilan shenaflu don't share. Shor is dark olelech lahazik. The kos of ilan shenaflu is not dark olelech lahazik. It stays in its place in most circumstances. So there are qualities of bor that the kos of ilan shenaflu don't share. Qualities of shor the kos of ilan shenaflu don't share either. So I need a tzara shov in order to be married, but the kos of ilan shenaflu to explain why you're going to be chai. That's Ravina. So let's take apart the sugi. Let's first look at the Mishnah, at the source of the halacha. Let's try to understand the shaka of the Torah of the Gemara. Ravina quotes the Mishnah in Bracha Mitzia. So our girsa in the Mishnah is the girsa of Rashi. The girsa of Rashi in the Rif, is that kos of ilah shenaflu b'shus harabim v'hiziku potum milashalim. That's our girsa. That's the gears of Svarim Shalonu in Bava Metzia. Koso v'ha'ila shenaflu v'shus harabim v'hiziku potum milashalim. And then the Mishnah says, nosnu lo zman lokotz, etc. Right? But potum milashalim. So let's understand what we're talking about. What's the p'tur, what's the case, what's going on. So Rashi here in Bava Metzia explains, potum milashalim, d'may havale l'mebed, onus. Person is an onus. This is accidental damage. So what's he supposed to do? He planted a tree, built a kosel. Now the kosel and the ilan fell. They did hezek. So what's the person supposed to do? He did what he was responsible for. Onus rachmona patre. The person is going to be put. What kind of a kosel and an ilan are we talking about? Why should he be onus? Why should we say that he's an onus in the hezek? So the Chidush HaRan, the Aaron Bav Metzia points out that according to this girsa, we must be talking about what kind of a kosel the ilan. A kosel the ilan that were planted and built properly. They had to have been built and planted properly, because if not, if they weren't karoi from the beginning, he's not an onus. He shouldn't be potter. Doesn't make any sense, right? If he didn't build the kosel properly, if it's leaning from the beginning, if the ilan, he took a tree from somewhere else and he didn't plant it properly, and it was gonna fall from the beginning, so obviously he's gonna be chay. Peirush says the Ran dafka k'shebenao karoi. Hello, beno karoi chayiv. The Tanya b'Tosefta nofel akosel machmas hazuos machmas haruach machmas hageshamim. If the kosel fell because of the wind, because of the vibrations, because of the rains, im beno kedar kapotav im lav chayiv. If he builds it kedar, he builds it properly, then he'll be potter. Then he's an onus and onus rachmana patre. So he'll be exempt from paying. But if not, then he's chayiv. So of course, up the round, we must be talking about that beno karoi. Beno karoi, noto karoi, he built the kosel properly, he planted the tree properly. It must be the case according to Rashi. But Tosfos quotes a different gisa. Tosfos on Vav Amud Aleph. All the Tosfos systems somehow begin on the Amud Aleph. They're all shy up with him at this. V'chein kasa b'svarim shal Rashi, v'chein b'sefer Rav Alphus, v'chein ikin. Tosfos says this is the right gisa. Aval osam the kasa b'hu chayav l'shalim lo nehira yisim. He admits that there is another gisa floating around that chayav l'shalim, not potem l'shalim, but rather chayav l'shalim. Rabbeinu Peretz quotes this gisa as well. So why should it be chayav l'shalim? Before we even understand what the kasha that Tosfos has against this gisa, but why should he be chayav l'shalim? So the Rabbeinu Peretz fills us in a little bit. The parrot says that what must the Mishnah be talking about if this is the Girsa? Yesh Svarim the Garsi Chayav. If he also Girsa, Mayer Bestoman Asuyan Lehezek Lishayav and Ephilasa. Dr. Ben Peretz, according to the Svarim that Agores, Kosel the Ilan Shanafalu Shasarab and Viziku Chayavim, must be assuming that we're talking about a Kosel and an Ilan and a Stoman Asuyan. Lahazik, it was not Bino Karoi. There's no nafkamina lemaisa in terms of halacha between the girsos. They have to be talking about different cases. That's what the Tosefta points out. If bona kedarka is potter, if lo bona kedarka is chayiv. So there's nothing to say. If the girsa is ptura milashalim, so then it must be Bino kedarka. If chayiv lashalim, it must be that he was not bona kedarka, that stoma nasuyan lahazik. Because if not, then why should he be chayiv? So if it's osel lahazik, if it's rare lahazik mitchiloso, so then it makes sense that he's going to be chayev. Of course, he should be chayev. Lona here, refractor Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos. What's the problem? Eich yitochen lahakel alav v'kevin l'kodem l'chein hoi chayev in a filosan. Eich yitochen lahakel alav v'mashem l'atzirin osa lakos v'lisper l'fotu toch hazman. What does the Mishnah say? The kol sov ilan shenoflu, what? According to the second gear, sachayov in l'shalem. He wasn't b'no'o karo'oi. It was a pshia metchiloso, not in ones, but rather a pshia metchiloso. If he's poshem et chiloso, then of course he's going to be chayav. So why should it make a difference if Bezdin then comes and gives him his man lokotz v'lista? Lo nehira, says Tosfos. The came into Bishalo his hero chayavin. Lo yitochen lahokel olav lefoto mimashem asirin oso lokotz v'lista. The zel bakasha that Bezdin is coming to force him to take down the wall, to cut down the tree. So if he's chayav, even without Bezdin coming into the circumstance, coming into the situation, so then why should Bezdin make it more kalkin? If I care, Bezdin should make it more chum. If Bezdin sends the inspectors out, they try to figure out, you know, which kosolim have to be taken down, which trees should be cut down, and they're mechayev each owner to take care of his own property. So if we're mechayev the individual to take down the kosol and the ilan, even before Bezdin goes around with the inspectors, so then why should anything change? What the sochaz man now we're going to be more mekel on him? He was chayev metchila. He was a poshea metchila. So if he's a poshea metchila, of course he should be chayev. How is Bezdin going to change anything? It sounds like Bezdin is a kula, right? It sounds like Bezdin the ikar Bezdin is not the kula. The ikar Bezdin is the chumra, because if the stam din is that he's chayev since he was poshaya, so why should Bezdin be makel upon him? It doesn't make any sense. The chumra la'achar hazman chayav, and that's not the chiddush of Bezdin. He's going to be chayev beforehand either. So the only chiddush of the sefer is that toch hazman is potter. Why should Bezdin be a source of ptur? Why should they be makel on the person? If you go like the first girsa that potem l'shalim, so then Bezdin actually is mechayev the person, a machmer. By toch hazman, we just keep it with the regular. We keep it with the regular din la'achar hazman. So then Bezdin is going to be machmer the person. That makes sense. But if the regular din is that he's chayev l'shalim because he was poshaya, so then why should Bezdin be mekel? Why should Bezdin come as a kula? It's really a pellet. So Tosfos, Rabbeinu Peretz, they say that the first girsa is the right girsa, the girsa of Rashi and the Rif. Is there any way to reconcile, to answer the second girsa? So the Shita Mekubetzis tries. The Shita Mekubetzis quotes the Mari Katz, who puts forth a couple of attempts. What does he say at first? The Nirali, the Beresha Chayiv, the Havali Vasuke, Adayt, the Shema Yiklu, the Aziku, the Posha Venafa. Right? The person was poshaya. He should have realized that the kosel and ilan are going to fall. That's why he's going to be chayv. The nofal the tochas man The potter mishum de brishus bezdin. So first, the Marikats wanted to suggest, you know why bezdin is different than and they make on him? Because that's a special koach of bezdin. Someone who gets the rishus of bezdin to keep the coast of the ilana. Once bezdin gives him a zman lakos velista, so then tochas zman bezdin is giving him rishus. Bezdin giving him permission to keep the coast of the ilana. So if you have permission from bezdin, so clearly you're going to be potter. No, if you have a rishus of bezdin, clearly you're going to be potter. Frek the shita, yeah, is that so clear? Not so clear at all. The kosher, the bereis, the leel poskim b'vasem v'garfim marase, and afagad b'rishus bezdin miziku chayav l'shalem. What did we talk about last time? Right, if you open your sewer line into the rishus harabim, there's a heter. It's hezik b'rishus, so you're allowed to do it. There's no issa to do that. But miziku chayav l'shalem, just because you have a rishus to do it, maybe even according to some, there's no chiyuv shmira, but that doesn't exempt you from the chiyuv tashlum. So how can the Marikatz say, or how can we suggest, it's the Marikatz asking himself, right? How can we suggest that if it's Rishus Bezdin, then the person's going to be potter, a special chiddush of Rishus Bezdin? We see from the Gemara earlier that Rishus Bezdin is only a ptur in the Isser, it's a ptur in the Chi of Shmir, it's not a ptur in the Chi of Tashlum. So why over here suddenly is a ptur in the Chi of Tashlum? Li nira, the hod the ptur in he suggests that maybe the reason why he's potter over here is because once he has Rishus Bezdin, so then it's not his responsibility to think that maybe there's going to be a hezek over here. What's the Marikat saying? What's the Shita saying? Well, he's chayev l'shalim before Bezdin gets involved. And now that Bezdin gets involved, what's the din? Then he's potter toch hazman. Why is he potter toch hazman? Well, once Bezdin gets involved and gives him a certain amount of time to cut down the tree, to take away the wall, then he no longer is a posheya. He no longer has to think ahead to think maybe he should take down the tree and the wall. What's the Shita saying? It sounds like what the Shita is saying is when Bezdin gets involved, so this person has every right to assume that Bezdin is estimating, they're evaluating how long the Kosel and the Ilan are going to stand. Now, Bezdin sends inspectors out. What happens normally? The inspector comes when you expect the wall to fall down. Every so often, Bezdin sends the inspectors around, checking the block to see, you know, which walls don't look so good, which trees don't look so good, and they're mechayev the owners of the property to take down the wall, take down the tree. So if Bezdin estimates that there's X amount of time, let's say 20 days that you have to take it down, 2-3 weeks. So then until the 3 weeks, the person no longer has to expect that the tree is going to fall down, that the wall is going to fall. So he's not a pusher anymore. If Bezdin didn't go around and he was bona the kosel and the ilan, bona the kosel, notea the ilan mitchila in a way that's not karoi, so then he's a pusher. He has to take into account that maybe it'll fall. But once Bezdin goes around and they made their estimation, they're much more expert than the homeowner. The homeowner thinks that the homeowner should be concerned initially if he didn't build it properly, then maybe it's going to fall down. But once Bezdin goes around and the inspector says, you have X amount of time, so then the homeowner should be able to say, I listened to Bezdin, I listened to the inspector, and I was thinking that there's no concern to Chazman. So maybe that's why Bezdin is able to part of the individual, because they removed the Pshia. He was a Poshe as long as Bezdin didn't go out. But after Bezdin goes out, then he's not a pusher anymore, because he has every right to believe that the inspector knows his business. If the inspector didn't think that it was going to fall down during that particular period of time, then he didn't have to worry about it. So that could be a possible pshat. What's the problem with that pshat? Yes, Danny. The problem with that pshat is the Yemarin Bav Metzia and Avkuf Yilches, they happen to have given you to look up. Spilled the beans. Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Ches says Nosnu Lo Zman Lopetz Velistar. So then he's potter Milashan Toch Hazman. What's Toch Hazman? Zok to Gemara Shloshim Yom. What's Zman Bezdin? Shloshim Yom. Means it's a standard. It's a standard. What's the Gemara assuming? The Gemara is assuming that Bezdin is not sending inspectors out when there's a problem. They send the inspector out to examine, you know, the trees and the kosolim, etc. And Bezdin's giving a standard time, right? Meaning Bezdin is afraid that the tree is going to fall. Bezdin is not expecting the tree to fall in this particular period of time, but it's not like they're looking at it and estimating when the tree is going to fall. They look at the tree, they say, this is not a good tree, it's got to be taken down. That's all. That's all they're saying. They're not estimating when it's going to fall down. They say this is not a good tree. So it's not as if the individual can hide behind the inspection and say, well, if Pesden inspected, I had no reason to believe that it was going to fall. The reality is, according to this Girsa, the person built the wall in an improper fashion. So he was a poshem at chila. All the inspector of Bezdin is saying is that you got to take this down. They're not coming to inspect the wall and really figure out how long the wall has to last. All they're saying is you have a responsibility to take it down. They're not coming to patter him to say that now we've evaluated how long the wall is going to last. They're not doing so much. They're just saying if it looks bad, take it down. So the standard time, this man of Bezdin, is 30 days. It doesn't mean that Bezdin now is saying before 30 days you're going to be patter. It doesn't make any sense, right? It's not mistaba that this standard time is going to apply to every single wall and every single tree. Obviously, if your wall falls down before and is massive, then you're chayiv. We're not taking responsibility. But you should just know we're going to be machayiv you that you have to cut down the wall, right? You have to take down the wall by 30 days. That's all Bezdin is saying. So if that's the case, then we don't understand. Why toch hazman is he part of the middle shine? Bezdin's not taking responsibility over here. They're just giving him a standard time. They're saying, look, you know, this is the rules, that when the inspector says that it's a bad wall, it's a bad tree, you've got to take it down within 30 days. But if they're not evaluating how long the tree or the wall is going to last, then the guy is still responsible. He's a posheya. So if he doesn't take down the wall, even toch hazman, he has a responsibility to take down the wall. He knew that it wasn't built properly from the beginning. So if he has a responsibility to take down the wall, then really he shouldn't be part of toch hazman. It's really a pella. It's really a pella. Unless, of course, you'll say that the Mari Katz didn't have that gears in the Gemara either. But he was Goris Chayovim L'Shalim in the Mishnah. And he wasn't Goris the Loshin in the Gemara. That Zman Bezin is Shloshim Yom. I don't know. That's really the only answer. Because if he's Goris Shloshim Yom, it's very, very difficult. If he's Goris Shloshim Yom, then Lechora, that's the Raya. That's Amish the Raya. Rabbi Neparetz and Tosis has that the proper gears is really like Rashi and the Rif. You can't be Goris like this because the Hemshech of the Mishnah doesn't make any sense according to that gears. Yes?
I don't know. Correctly,
but
I thought Rashi was the only one who said Shloshim Yom.
No, the Gemara. I think the Gemara says. Yeah. Yes, it's in the Gemara. It's not just Rashi. Does Rashi even say? I'm not even sure there's a Rashi. The Gemara says Shloshim Yom. Okay, so that's the beginnings, right? Just the basic gears in the Mishnah. But again, Lemaisa, it's not going to change anything in terms of the case. As the Rishonim explain, if he was Bona Karoi, then he's Potem L'Shalim B'Tchila. If he was not Bona Karoi, so then he's Chayav L'Shalim, as the Tosefta explains. So comes the Gemara and says that we can't learn Kosa V'Ilan Shanaflu, we can't learn the Chiyuv by Nostin Lo Zman Lokutz directly from Bor. Can't learn it directly from Bor. It's not Tchilas HaSiyasol B'Nezek, so it can't be learned directly from Bor. Initially, the Gemara wanted to be Medama to Bor because it's Hezek HaMotzi, and then it says it can't be learned directly from Bor. So what's this comparison to Bor? Bor. So let's look at the Tosfos Hainu Bor. What was the comparison to Bor that the Gemara was developing? The Choranir the Mairi Kesheiziku Kosa Ve'ilah B'Shas Nefila Gufa. Okay, Tosfos opens up the next question you have to ask in the sugya. When's the Hezek occurring? The Gemara initially wants to compare to Bor, and then it says no, Kosa Ve'ilah Shenafla was not comparable to Bor. So when was the Hezek occurring? The Chora says Tosfos, the Hezek is occurring b'shas nefila when the kosel and the ilan fall. Naflu v'hiziku, hiziku b'shas nefila. Afilu achi medama le'lebor. Initially, the Gemara wanted to compare to both. The loka amar hacha ibe hadi the kaazli kamazki hanu esh. How do I know that we're talking b'shas nefila? How do I know we're talking b'shas nefila? He says, first of all, the Gemara doesn't say ibe hadi the kaazli kamazki hanu esh. Gemara earlier by Avna Sakinu Maso says Ibahadi the Kaazli Kamazki Hanuesh. So the Gemara discusses when the Hezek is occurring. And it first says that if the Hezek is Bishas Nefila, so that should be Esh. So if the Gemara compares Kosav Ilo Shanaflu to Bor, it sounds like the Hezek is not b'shas nefila. It must be b'shas nefila. Because if it's not b'shas nefila, then before we try to compare to bor, it should say, if it's b'shas nefila, that's eish, it's not bor. And I don't need a tzara shav, it's straight eish. Must be that the hezek is b'shas nefila, and nevertheless, the Gemara is not comparing to eish, it's comparing to bor. That's tais. It says it doesn't begin by saying Ibahadi Kazli Kamazki, Hainu Aish, means that the Hezek that it's comparing to Bor is Bashas Nefila, and nevertheless it compares to Bor, not to Aish. But oh, the Iba has Lacha Nefila Mairi, and my part of Milashalang, Halo Kevin Shinoflu, Miyad Hayalola Salka. If we're talking about a Hezek of Acha Nefila, why is he put? Maybe he built the Kosel or planted the tree Karoi initially. But why is he potter now? After the kosel and the ilar fall, he has to take them away. They become a bar b'shus harabim, so of course he has to take them away. So why is he potter toch hazman? He should have taken it away immediately. But oh, the imkain, lo havale lemisni lokos v'lister, ala nosu lo zman lefanoso v'salko, kem the behezik v'lachin afila ari. What does the Mishnah say in the Hemshech? That if nosu lo zman lokos v'lister, Vezin gives him a time to take away the kosel and the ilar, and toch hazman, he's potter, but la'achar hazman is chay. Lokotz v'lista sounds like the kosel and ilan are still standing. But if the hezek is la'achar nefila, then the kosel and ilan are not standing. So why say lokotz v'lista? It should say lefanoso, to take it away. So Tosfos has three textual reasons why he says that the case of the hezek of kosel v'ilan shenofu is b'shas nefila. It must be b'shas nefila. And nevertheless, the Gemara compares to bor, not to eish. Doesn't say Bahadi the Kaz the Kamazgi Hanoish. The Hezek we're talking about is Bishas Nefila, he says. Sounds like that. And nevertheless, we compare it to Bor. So the question is why? Afagal the Bor in Holech Lahazek, Ve'elu Holchen Umazikin, Yeshlanu Lalamda Mibor, the other Hezek the Tush, Holchen Umazikin, Mibor Shein Holech Umazik, and Umazik and Kum. It says Taisus, it is true. It's not quite the same as Bor. Bor is not Holech Umazik, it's only Mazik bin Kum. It's Mazik in its place, it's stationary, it's not moving. The kosel v'ilan shenoflu are mazik b'shas nefila, they're mazik when they're holich or mazik. They're not quite the same as bor. But says Tosis, it's a koshke. If bor is chayiv, even if it's not moving, it's mazik b'mkomo. And the kosel v'ilan are holchim mazik, and the koshke, they should be chayiv. Just a second, but are they similar to bor? Is there a quality that's similar to bor? Yes, hezek or motzah. Right, the Gemara says the kosel v'ilan shenoflu and bor, they're both hezek or motzah. They're both a takola, right? They're both hezek or motzah. When are they hezek or motzah? They're both hezek or motzah if the kosel and the ilan go bad. Again, going back to the use of Rashi and the Rif. Kosel v'ilan shenoflu is potter milishalem. Why is he potter milishalem? If he was bona karoi, so then he's going to be potter. If bezin then give him his man lokotz v'listar, so then la'achar hazman he's going to be chayiv. We're talking about a situation where now the kosel went bad, the ilan went bad, so that's why bezin says you got to take it down. So once it goes bad, then taka hezek motzi, then it's a takola. It's like bor, it's a takola. Right? It's a takola. And hezek motzi. So therefore, there should be a chiyuv. Aye, but bor is mazik bin koma, and kosel v'ilan shenoflu b'shas nefila, not mazik bin koma. No, it's a kolshken, says Tosfos. If bor is going to be chayiv, so then kolshken, if bor is going to be chayiv, even though it's only mazik bin koma, kolshken, the kosel v'ilan should be chayiv because they're holich u'mazik. This is how Tosfos is learning. That the hezek of the kosel v'ilan is b'shas nefila, as he explains. There are three textual reasons why he says there must be b'shas nefila. And yet the Gemara compares the kosel v'ilan to bor. What's the comparison? It's really the same. Bor is mazik and koma, these are not. Right? These are moving. The answer is it's a kolshke. The reality is there is a similarity between them. They're both hezek or motzeh. They're both a takola. It's a kolshke. And if bor is chayev, even though it's only mazik and koma, kolshke and the kosel v'ilan that are holy chamazik, they should be chayev. That's the beginning of Tosfos. The Nirus says Tosfos, he adds, that the hezek v'achar nefila, Nami Matzi Ayri. Maybe it's talking about both. Maybe it's talking both about Shas Nefila and La'acha Nefila. Upatam Elishalim, and nevertheless, there could be a Ptur from paying. Why? But after Nefila, he has to be Misali. Begun shlo noda lebailav shenaflu o yada v'lo yochlu l'salka kol kach maher. Either they didn't know that the thing fell, or they weren't able to get rid of it quickly. Aye, but the Mishnah, v'had loktani nasulos man l'salka l'fanoso. Why does it say lokotz v'listar mishum de behezek nefila gufa nami mairi? Because it's not only talking about hezek l'ach nefila, it's also talking about hezek b'shas nefila. And by hezek b'shas nefila, l'salko doesn't make any sense. So it uses lokotz v'listar, uses a lotion that can apply to shas nefila too. It's both, says Tosis. V'nastu lozman lokotz v'listar u'lefanoso ka'amar. It means lefanoso too. Lokotz v'listar if it's standing, lefanoso if it already fell. So first, Tosis assumes that the case of Kosevila Shinoflu is that they're Matik Bishas Nefila. And Tosis has to stand on his head to figure out why does the Gemara compare them to Bor. See, that's the same as Bor. Bor is Mazik Bim Komo. These are not Mazik Bim Komo. But then Tosis suggests something else. He says, maybe it's both. Maybe it's both Bishas Nefila or Shalom Bishas Nefila. So if it's even talking about Shalom Bishas Nefila, that the Kosev Ila do Hezek when they fall, or even after they fall when they become a Takol B'Shas HaRambim. So now we understand why the Gemara compares it more to Bor than to Esh. The Afal Gadu B'Shas Nefila Yesh L'Damoso La'Esh K'mo L'Bor. Even though B'Shas Nefila it's as similar to Esh as to Bor. The Me'esh Cholok B'Mashen Koach Hachem U'Rabo U'Mibor Cholok B'Mashen Tchila Sasiyoson L'Nezek. They're different than both Esh and Bor. They're not quite the same as either of them. Right? So, B'Shas Nefila, you could have compared to either Eish or Bor. How's it different than Eish? It's not Korach Achim Me'urabo. How's it different than Bor? It's not Chilas HaSiyos Olin Ezek. So why does it pick Bor? Ela L'Kach Dimos Ola Bor. Mishum D'Behezek L'Ach Nefila Ein L'Damoso Klala Eish Ela L'Bor. By Hezek L'Ach Nefila, then it has nothing to do with Eish. It's Mazik B'Mkoma. That's nothing. Eish is Holich U'Mazik. So since you can only compare it to Bor and Hezek of Ach Nefila, so therefore the Gemara picks Bor in the Hezek of Shas Nefila. The Gemara only compares to Bor, even though really it could be talking about both Hezek of Shas Nefila or Hezek La'ach Nefila. But the Gemara picks on Bor because in the Hezek La'ach Nefila you can't compare it to Esh. So that's why it only picks up on Bor. So when all of the dust settles in Tosfos, what's Pshat in Tosfos? Right? The Kos of Ilan Shenoflu, the chiv of the Gemara can be talk. The chiv of the Mishnah can be talking about ben b'shas nefila ben shelo b'shas nefila. What's the chiv of midin? Is it midin Eish or is it midin bar? So la'acha nefila, Tosfos says beferish is midin bar. It's not mishis bar. It's a bar b'shas harab. It's a takol b'shas harab. So l'chor that's a davar poshut. What's the din of the coast of the Ilan when no fell and they were mazik b'shas nefila? Are you chayav midin bar or midin Eish? What's an afkamini? It's still chayav. What does it matter? It's a big nafkamin. Because if you chayim idin bar, then there's a p'tur kelim. If you chayim idin eish, then there's a p'tur tam. So there's a very big difference between them. Right? This is what we keep on coming back to. Right? Tam and ba'esh is part of kelim. Kelim b'bar is part of. If you're going to be chayim idin eish, then you'll be chayim for kelim. But idin bar, you're part of in a kelim. So if the coals of Elon fall on top of kelim, you'll be part of. That's quite a nafkamin. What does Tosis hold here? It's a very confusing Tosis, right? Initially he says that it's talking b'shas nefila and the chiyuv is midin bor. And then he says, and it's even la'ach nefila, now we understand why the Gemara compares to bor, because la'ach nefila can only be compared to bor. But earlier, it can't really be compared either to bor or to eish. There are differences, but now, since it's even talking la'ach nefila, it can be compared to bor. So what's Tosis saying? What's the din? B'shas nefila, are you chayim midin bor or are you chayim midin eish? So the Rosh has an interesting read in Tosis. The Rosh here at the end of Siman Aleph, he suggests that Tosis is mistopic. They're not sure. V'miziku b'shas nefila nistapku b'tosis v'yesh lehem din eish or din bor. Nistapku b'tosis. That's how the Rosh, he says, not clear whether it's midin eish or midin bor. So the Pupur Chariften, Os Tav, he says, I don't know which Tosis the Rosh is referring to. The Lokein b'Tosis shebi adenu, the Mifshe pshita lehu dainu bor. The Pupur Chariften says, that's not what our Tosis says. They're not mistopping at whether it's eish or bor. Tosis says it's bor. What does the Pupur Chariften mean? He learns Tosfos that initially, right, Tosfos said, you would have thought that it's midin eish, But the Gemara says it's not midin esh, it's midin bor. Now, from the end of Tosis, it's clear that there are differences b'shas nefila between the kos avila shenaflu and esh and bor. Right? There are differences, but ultimately the Gemara says, what are you chayev for? You chayev midin bor. It's better, right? It's better that b'shas. It's better that la'acha nefila. You're certainly going to be chayev midin bor, but Pupul Charifta learns that Tosis understands even b'shas nefila you're going to be chayev midin bor. That's how he's learning Tosis. The Peshas Nefila, you're also going to be chayav midin bor. And that's why Tosfos earlier says, Afal gab de bor in holich lahazik ve'lo holchen u'mazikin. We still can learn from bor because it's a kol shekeinitz. It sounds a little bit from the beginning that that Peshas Nefila, you're going to be chayav midin bor, out of kol shekeinitz. Comes the Stipler and says that look at the end of Tosfos. Tosis in the beginning was entertaining the possibility that maybe b'shas nefila yichai midin bor. But once Tosis comes around and says that the reason why the Gemara uses bor, it compares the kos avila shenaflu to bor, is because it's even talking about la'acha nefila. So then it's not mukhrut to say that Tosis holds that b'shas nefila yinaka yichai midin esh. In fact, it's more mistabat to say that you're going to yichai midin esh b'shas nefila. B'shas nefila? Taka makes sense that you mechayev midin esh. So why did the Gemara say that? It doesn't say b'hadi the ka'az the kamazki hainu esh. That's because since la'acha nefila less man the polig that you're going to mechayev midin bor, it's got to be midin bor then. So the Gemara just connects it to bor. The Gemara just says that the chiyav of kosel ve'ilon shenavlu is midin bor. But the emes is it's not always midin bor. B'shas nefila it's more mistarba that it's midin esh. It's holich umazik. It's more mistaba that it's midinesh. Initially, Tosis thought that b'shas nefila d'chiyev is going to be midin bor. But once Tosis comes around to say that no, we're talking even la'acher nefila, and that's why the Gemara uses bor, then Tosis is making a textual point. Why does the Gemara pick on bor? The reality is it's cholik b'shas nefila yachay midinesh la'acher nefila yachay midin bor. So why pick on bor? The answer is because you could compare Kol Sevila Shenoflu B'Shas Nefila to bor. You could compare it. You could also compare it to Eish. It's similar to bor. It's dissimilar from bor. It's similar to Eish. It's dissimilar from Eish too. There are differences between Kol Sevila Shenoflu and bor and Eish. Right? So, because you can only compare it to bor La'acha Nefila, so that's what Gemara picks on bor. But that doesn't mean that B'Shas Nefila you're not going to be chayav midin Eish. Maybe it's more established to say that you're going to be chayav midin Eish. That's what this type of wanted to suggest. It's a little unclear how Tosfos looks. But the other Rishonim are very adamant that even B'Shas Nefila is not Midin Esh, it's Dafka Midin Bor. It's Dafka Midin Bor. Why is it Midin Bor? What does the Rosh say? The Rosh says, V'nira the Eshlam Din Bor, the Eshlam Din Bor. It's only Midin Bor. The Rosh says, I don't think it's Midin Esh at all. Not just La'acha Nefila, but even B'Shas Nefila. It's not like the case of Avnu Sakinu Maso that we had before. Because they become an Eish through a Koach Achem Urovo, right? Through the Ruach Metsuya. The Avnu Sakinu Maso, they do Hezek, if it's Bahadi the Azli Kamazki, they do Hezek through the Ruach Metsuya. That's similar to Eish. But the Kosel Ve'ilan, they have an internal reyes. They have a problem with themselves. No koach acher that's operating on the Kosel Ve'ilan. There's no koach acher that's operating on the Kosel Ve'ilan, says the Rosh. So b'shas nefila, it doesn't make any sense that you should be chayim midin esh. Koach acher m'urabo, that's the quintessential quality of Eish. If you don't have a koach acher, if the hezek occurs through the item itself, an internal weakness of the item, that can't be Eish, says the Rosh. It's impossible. It's impossible. Tosfos wasn't convinced. It says it's cholok from Eish in this way, cholok from bar in that way. Right? Eish is koach acher m'urabo. This is not koach acher m'urabo. But Tosis is not convinced that it's not Eish at all. The Stifler would say that, okay, it's different than Eish, it's different than Bar, but it could still be Eish. The Rosh says it can't be Eish at all. If ain't Koach Hachem Urabo, it can't be Eish at all, according to the Rosh. That's so fundamental to Eish that you can't say the kosa v'ilon shenaflu v'hiziku v'shas nafila can be like Eish because there is no kohachacha. There's only an intrinsic weakness of the kosa v'ilon. Yes.
Didn't we describe earlier that the din of if kosa v'ilon is built badly, if the weather is going to ruin it and push it down? So if there's no weather, if you live in a neighborhood that there's never any rain or bad wind, then the kosa v'ilon will stand forever. So it should be, then it shouldn't be Eish.
He's saying the lashon of the Tosefta. It's nafal machmas haruach machmas bezuos.
No, the Kiddush Aram, he said that it will go down because of outside weather. If there's no outside weather at all in the neighborhood, then that changes the whole.
That's very interesting. Right, that's very interesting. Right, according to the Tosefta, it sounds like the kosel ve'ilon are not falling by themselves, but rather they're falling.
They're made badly, but
machmas something else. Right, the Tosefta doesn't necessarily have to be talking about. The way the Ran is interpreting the Tosefta is giving a parish to the Mishnah. Nofal akosel machmas azuos machmas aruach machmas abishoni. It sounds like there's a kohachachem aruach. That's interesting. Very interesting. It's unclear. We don't really know if the Tosefta is talking about a hezek b'shas nefila or a hezek la'achan nefila. It's just saying that it fell. Yes.
We felt the same seder that maybe it was. Even though there is kolach acher mu'urav in the falling of the ilon and the kosel, if it would have been properly structured or built and they were still strong, it wouldn't have fallen in a ruach mitsuya. Meaning, with ruach mitsuya, the avoskin osel are going to fall, and it's only because of the ruach mitsuya that the avoskin osel are going to damage. Here, if the kosel wasn't ra'ua, then it wouldn't fall. So it's because of the weakness in the wall.
If the knife weren't sharp, then. Aha, you're saying it wouldn't do hezek. You're saying the falling is due to some internal.
Rock, it won't hurt you necessarily if you just step on it. But.
So the falling is due to some internal problem with the item, not the koach acher itself, as opposed to the avnas akinim aso, that there's nothing intrinsic to the avnas akinim aso that's deficient, so it needs the ruach to have a nefila. Here, the nefila itself was due to a weakness in the kosel ve'ilan, so that's somehow different than Eish. I hear that's an interesting pshat, Yosef. Rabbeinu Peretz offers a different reason why the kosel of the ilan shenaflu are not similar to Eish. Very fundamental point. What does Rabbeinu Peretz say? The le'esh nami lo domi the miyad acha gemar ma'isa the odom ha'hezek mezuman lov overoy hu la'hazek miyad al yidei ruach. The kosel ve'ilon ain't a hezek mezuman la'alta k'sha'asa ha'adam ela la'achar zman meruba shenasu ru'uin. Rabbeinu Peretz says, you know why the kosel ve'ilon shenaflu are not similar to Eish? What happens in the case of the Eish? The fire is lit. Immediately when the fire is lit, it's a davar hamazik. It's capable of doing hezek. It's roi la'hazik. As long as the wind comes right now, but the kosel ve'ilon, the metzias has to change. The metzias of the kosel ve'ilon has to change from the beginning. Again, according to the Gifts of Rashi, we're not talking about the kosel ve'ilon were initially built and planted in a bad way. They were put up in a good way. So there was nothing wrong with them. They weren't going to be mazik. They weren't roi lahazik metchila. It's impossible. And it's not going to happen. It's not expected to happen. The metzias has to change. The kosel and the ilon have to become weakened. That's not Eish. Eish is something that once it's lit, as long as it has the right ingredients, the right agency, the right help, it can do hezek immediately. It can do hezek immediately. The kosel ve'ilon can't do hezek immediately. They have to change. There has to be a shinui in the metzius. Dr. Rabbeinu Peretz, that's fundamentally different than Eish. So you can't compare to the Eish. It can only be bor. Bein la'acha nefila, bein b'shas nefila. Rabbeinu Peretz agrees with the Rosh, maybe for a slightly different reason. It has to be only midin Eish. So there wouldn't be a tour of Kev. Josh.
Isn't that just tchilasiyah?
It sounds very similar to that idea. Right, it does sound very similar. You know, we said that Eish is not Chilas Asiyos Ulenezek because if you put up together, right, it doesn't have the potential to do Hezek, to go beyond the fence, right? That's we had a Shino Kabetzis like that, right? But the fact is that Eish still has more of a koach to be Mazik than the Kosel Ve'ilah. If you take down the fence, there is a koach in the Eish from the beginning. Right? It has a koach to be mazik. Now it's just there's a protection, there's a shmira. The kosel, the ilon have to change the metzias in order to become mazikin. So it's really entirely different than Eish. It doesn't have any intrinsic cost to be Mazik now. The whole Metzias has to change. I think that's Rebbe Peretz's point. It's stronger than just saying that in the current circumstance, because there's a Shmira, it's not going to do Hezek. It's that intrinsically the Kosel and the Ilan don't have any cost to be Mazik right now. So that's so different than Eish that you can't be Mechayev Midin Eish. Okay. So this is the second element of the Sugya. Kosel ve'ilan shenaflu b'shas nefila, if they mazik b'shas nefila, what are you chayiv midin? You chayiv midin bar or you chayiv midin esh? And then the final point of the Gemara is why we can't learn from bar. First the Gemara wants to learn from bar, and then it rejects, then it says we can't learn from bar. Why? What does the Gemara say? Olam da'afkirin of lo dami lebar. Ma bar shken tchilas hasiyasol l'nezek, tom v'hani shen tchilas hasiyasol l'nezek. But the bar is, that's why we can't learn directly from the bar. So let's think about that in light of what we've said in the past. Right? So the coastal of Ilan Shanaflu, the Gemara says, are not Chilas Asiyasan Lenezek. Why not? So it says Rashi, Chilas Binin HaKosel Lenetilas HaIlan Lohoyo Lenezek. The building of the wall, the planting of the tree, were not finezek. What is Rashi saying? So you could learn Rashi Kipshuta, and he's saying that they're not roy lahazik mitchilasa. They're not capable of doing hezek until the binyan becomes weak, until the ilan becomes weak, as opposed to the bor that's mitchila roy lahazik. According to the Ravid that we had earlier, if Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek means what? That it's Miyuchad L'Nezek, it's created L'Tzorech L'Nezek, that's the Tashmish. Again, you can say that the Kosa V'Ilan Shenaflu are not Miyuchad L'Nezek, they're not made for Nezek, they're made for their usage, because right now they're not Re'uim, they're not, they're Karoi, they're built and planted properly, so they're not Osi L'Nezek, they're not Miyuchad L'Nezek, so therefore they're not Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek, they're not like both. What's the problem? Even if the Kosel and the Ilan are not made l'nezek metchila, even if they're not roi lahazik metchila, but the reality is, they become roi lahazik at some point in time. The shem mazik is chal at some point in time. Are they roi lahazik from the moment that that the shem mazik was chal? You betcha. Right, when the Kosel of the Ilan shenaflu become when they become weak, they're roi lahazik metchila. From the moment that they become weak. So if Rashi learns Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek is that it's Roy L'Hazik Mitchila from the moment that the Shem Mazik is Chal, from the moment that it's capable, right, from the moment of its creation, so to speak, it's capable of doing Hezek. From the moment that the Shem Mazik was Chal, it's capable of doing Hezek. So why does the Gemara say Kosav Ilan are not Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek? They are, because even if Mitchila, when you planted the tree, when you built the wall, They weren't Roy Lahazik, but the Shem Mazik is Chal when they become ruined, when they become weak, and at that point it's Roy Lahazik Mitchilasa. What's the answer? We know Rashi Shita. Rashi says that Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek doesn't mean that when the Shem Mazik is Chal, it's Roy. Right? It's not that it's Roy Lahazik when the Shem Mazik is Chal, but rather from the moment, from the beginning of the Maisa Adam, the first thing that the person does, when the person is involved in the creation of the item, that's when it was Roy Lahazik. Right, the Avnos Sakina Maso Sheinicham Barosh Gagol Menaflu Baruch Mitzuya. Right, it's Tchilas Asiyaso L'Nezek, because the moment that the Gavra put the Avnos Sakina Maso Barosh Gagol, it's Roy LaHazik. So here, when he built the Kosel ve'Ilan, he built the Kosel, he planted the Ilan. It wasn't Roy LaHazik with Tchilaso. So it's not Tchilas Asiyaso L'Nezek. That's lechor what you would say, but that's Rashi. That Rashi holds. It's not a function of when the Shem Mazik was Chal. It's a function of when the Maisa Adam began. Right, when the Maisa Adam was. Problem is, we know Rashi Shita is not like that. Rashi Shita is that Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek is a function of what? That is Roy Lahazik from what time? From the moment of the Pshia Sada. Pshia. When his Pshia took place. Right? When he puts the Avno Sakino Maso Barosh Gago, Venafu Baruch Mitzuya, the Gemara says that Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek, why? Because Havali Lasuke Adaite, that it's going to fall Beruach Metsuya, Rashi says. Rashi says that it's all a function of when the Pshias Adam was. So it's true that when the Kosel V'ilan were first put up, when there was a Maisa Adam, it wasn't Roy Lahazin. There was no expectation of Nezek then. But the Shas Pshia is not there. The Shas Pshia is when the Kosel and the Ilan become weak. And at that moment, at the Shas Pshia, it is Roy. They are Roy Lahazik. So why does the Gemara say Kosel V'ilan Shenaflu Natchilas Asiyaso Nezek? B'Shas Pshia, it's Roy Lahazik. Isn't that the Tchilas Asiyah? Rashi seems to say it's all a function of the Tchilas Asiyah. And it's all a function of the Shas Pshia. The Shas Pshia, when the coast of Elam became weakened, they are Roy Lahazik. So, L'chor, that's Tchilas Asiyos L'Nezek. What's more, according to the Rashash, it's also difficult. Remember, we had a Rashash. The Rashash says Tchilas Asiyos L'Nezek means when the Shem Azik was Chal, it has to be Roy Lahazik from that point in time. It's not a function of when the Maisa Odom was. It's all a function of when the Shem Azik was Chal. When was the Shem Mazik Chal over here? By the Kosel, the Ilan, the Shem Mazik is Chal when they become weak. The Pshias HaBailin is when they become weak. And at that moment, it's Taka Roy Lahazik. Miyad. So why does the Gemara say Kosel, the Ilan, Shenafu is not Chilas Asiyaso, Lenezek? The reality is, it's Roy Lahazik, Mishas Pshias HaBailin. It's Roy Lahazik when the Shem Mazik is Chal. Right? Shibit Chilas Asiyaso, Lenezek. According to everyone, Bein Lefi the Rashash, Bein Lefi Rashi. What's going on over here? So the Shita Mekubetzes has an eye-opening comment. He's actually coming to explain the Rashash. He didn't quote the Rashash. The Shita came before the Rashash. But he learns the same shot as the Rashash. He learns like the Rashash. He asks this kasha on himself, and he answers the kasha. But based on his yesod, we can explain Rashi as well. What does the Shita say? This was the Shita B'Ksav Yad that I asked you to see. Couple of sugyas in there, right? In that footnote in the Shita Mekubetzes Hachadoshim, he says, "V'hadu choshev tchilas asiyos al nezek abiyam nasakino hu lebasa denichal lav hanachosu b'rosh agag choshev tchilas asiyos al nezek shrei kol zman sheyasham lo hayu roi lahazik ela kishenasu bor when the shame mazik of bor was chal oz havi tchilas asiyos al nezek." When the Shem Bor was Chal, like the Rashash, Shem Mazik. He doesn't talk about Pshiasa Adam, Shem Mazik. Don't ask a kasha from Kosa V'ilan. The Hosam Lekha Maisa Klal. Hosam Lekha Maisa Klal. That's the Shita Mekubetzes is saying. Chor, what the Shita Mekubetzes is saying, whatever you say over here, if Tchilas Asiyos L'Nezek is a function of Pshiasa Bailim, or it's a function of the Zman when the Shem Mazik is Chal, the key is it has to be tchilas asiyos olenezek. There has to be an asiya at that moment of time. At the time of the maisa odom, when some maisa odom is involved, it has to be roi lahazik from his maisa. In this case, by the kosel ve'ilan, when the pshias habaylim kicked in, there was no maisa odom. The maisa odom occurred when he planted the tree in the beginning, when he built the kosel in the beginning. There is no maisa odom shas pshia. The maisa the shas pshia is when the kosel and the ilan went bad. That happened by itself. There was no maisa at that time. The Shem Mazik was chal when the Kosel and the Ilan went bad. It wasn't chal with the maisa adam. So Yeshita Mekubetzes says the first factor to call something a tchilas asiyos lenezek is it has to be an asiyah. The nezek, the roi lahazik, has to be b'shas asiyah. If it's not b'shas asiyah, it doesn't matter what other element you have. So basically what he's saying, he's learning up Rashi and the Rashash. He's saying Rashi holds Tchilas Asiyos L'Nezek means that Mishas Pshia Sabaylim it's Roy Lahazik. But it's not just Mishas Pshia. It's Mishas Pshia Sabaylim U'Maisav. It has to be a Pshia B'Shas Maisa Adam. If there's no Maisa Adam, forget about it. And similarly, according to the Rashash, according to his Pshat, Shita Mekubetzes his Pshat, if Tchilas Asiyos L'Nezek is Mishas, that the Shem Mazik is Chal, it's Roy Lahazik. It's not just that the Shem Mazik is Chal. It's the Shem Mazik is Chal in conjunction with the Maisa Adam. It's Roy Lahazik. Right? The Shem Mazik has to be in conjunction with the Maisa Adam. The Pshias HaBailim has to be in conjunction with their Maisa. If it's in conjunction with the Maisa, and it's Roy Lahazik Metchila, it's Tchilas Asiyos L'Nezek. But if it's not in conjunction with the Maisa, just because it's Roy Lahazik Mishas Pshiyas Havailim, or it's Roy Lahazik from the moment that the Shem Mazik is Chal, it's not Tfilas Asiyah Soga Nezik. Asiyah is a key component. So because by the Kosel Ve'ilan, the Shas Asiyah is when you first put up the Kosel, when you first plant the tree. At that point, it's not Roy Lahazik. There's another stage that has to come, that the Kosel and the Ilan go bad. When they go bad, then the Shem Mazik is Chal, then the Pshiyas Havailim is Chal, because they didn't take it away. But since there's no Maisa Adam at that point, that's not Tfilas Asiyah Soga Nezik. Stop here.